Thank you for tuning in to 90.7 FM, WGXC ACRA. This is Lynn Sloniker with the WGXC News for Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. The Daily Mail is reporting the Durham Republican Committee has endorsed former police officer and retired firefighter George Carroll for the Greene County Legislature District 9 seat representing the town of Durham. Carroll is a 50-year resident of Durham. He is a former U.S. Marine and a graduate of John Jay College. Carroll is a current member of the Greene County Planning Board. He also served 10 years as court clerk in the Supreme Courts of Greene and Columbia Counties. If elected, Carroll said he would maximize the communication between the legislature and the Durham Town Board, pledging to provide a report of county matters at every town board meeting. Tourism, taxes, high-speed internet, communications, and quality of life are high on Carroll's list of priorities. He will face Democrat Aidan O'Connor in the November election. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Central School District has updated its transgender protocol to comply with federal and state regulation. Catskill Board of Education President Andrew Jones said Wednesday, September 2nd, the district acted to comply with a provision contained within Title IX guidance issued in April 2014 to address sex discrimination. The sex discrimination prohibition extends to claims of bias based on gender identity or, quote, failure to conform to stereotypical notions of masculinity or femininity, end quote. Catskill Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell said district staff was contacted and provided an overview of the amended protocol on August 5th. Farrell said, under the protocol, quote, if a student who is biologically female states that he is of the male gender, he must be given access to the male gender lavatories and locker rooms, potentially to male sports teams, and must be referred to with the appropriate male name selected and male pronoun, end quote. The compliance piece of the update also included the physical restructuring of some school facilities, which has already been accomplished, Farrell said. The superintendent said staff training on the amended procedures is ongoing and that a series of small roundtable discussions for parents, students, and community members will be held. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jeff Wagner is reporting at Capital Confidential. New York women who belong to a union have a 25% wage advantage over women who are not union members, according to a recent study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research. That translates into a difference of an income of $191 more per week on average. The study was funded by the American Federation of Teachers. The Institute's research also found men in New York do not enjoy the same wage advantage from union membership that women do. Male union members make 13% or $116 more per week than men who are not union members. Nationally, the share of female workers who are labor union members or are covered by a union contract is nearly 12%. In New York, more than 1 in 4 female workers are represented by a union at work. And women make up 49% of New York workers in a union or covered by a union contract. Read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And the Columbia County Fair opened Wednesday. The event, held every year in Chatham, celebrates its 175th anniversary this year. It includes more than 200 exhibits, shows, contests, amusement rides, and attractions, and will run through Sunday, September 6th. It is presented by the Columbia County Agricultural Society, which was established in Hudson in 1840. On Wednesday, an opening day ceremony marked the anniversary at the fairground North Gate stage, and an 800 million candle power truck-mounted searchlight was lit to beckon visitors to the 6-day event. For a list of attractions and an entertainment and a full schedule of events, go to columbiafair.com. Clarence Fanto in the Berkshire Eagle reports that Massachusetts approved long-term preliminary contracts for Berkshire Gas, National Grid, and Columbia Gas to buy supplies from the proposed Northeast Energy Direct project on August 31st. Kinder Morgan wants to put a natural gas pipeline from Wright, New York, west of Schenectady, through Rensselaer County into Berkshire County on its way to outside of Boston. The three suppliers signed 20-year agreements to purchase natural gas from the $3.3 billion 30-inch natural gas pipeline project, if approved by federal regulators. But the preliminary contracts required state approval because they exceed 1-year limits. Originally, the proposal was for a $5 billion 36-inch pipeline. Berkshire Gas claims there is a shortage and has declined to accept new customers in Franklin and Hampshire counties until the pipeline project is approved. Kinder Morgan wants approval by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission by October 2016 to build the pipeline for use in November 2018. Read that full story in the Berkshire Eagle. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today and a high near 88. For tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected before midnight and then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 1 a.m. The low will be 66. On Friday, it will be partly sunny and a high near 78. On Friday night, partly cloudy and low around 54. On Saturday, it will be sunny. The high will be near 82, and Saturday night will be clear with a low around 55. This has been the WGXC News for Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. Please visit newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more. Thanks for listening.